are successful overall, you are successful on the job market. It is very difficult to imagine someone successful overall, not successful on the job market. Dream and fantasy world. What is the difference between dreaming and being in the fantasy world?
Something real which can be achieved. While fantasy,
yes,
is something.
Okay, dreaming is about something which could be achieved, and fantasy is something which cannot be achieved. More opinions. Okay, I will give you different definition, different boundary between dreaming and fantasy world. Dream is a very strong interest in something, which makes you to act on it. Fantasy world does not require any action. You can imagine yourself working. You can imagine yourself being successful at interview. You can imagine yourself among people, you know, doing something together. Is it dreaming or is it fantasy world? You act on it. Is it doable? Well, absolutely. You can. If you really want to be working, if you want to be among these people, if you want to go to meetings and stay overnight, you know, testing software and coming with release 5 a.m., you know, guys, it's all available. You can do it. But when you start looking for a job and then you think, I'm so good, my parents told me, I'm so good, I just learned HTML and JavaScript. And then there's going to be a prince coming to me, you know, and hiring me, putting me on that horse, and bringing me to Microsoft. And then they give me a nice office, and I retire in that office. Guys, half of that school, okay, is people like that. They are dreaming about something to happen to them without them taking action. I just stay here, and prince comes. Getting something for nothing. Okay, that is another part of the fantasy world, but I would say it's much deeper than fantasy world. It is a belief. It comes out of certain cultures. I'm not sure if it is religious or kind of communist, that kind, I don't know. I see lots of people who come and say, give me something. And they are not willing to kind of, we will talk about paying the price is the next, but they're not willing to do anything in exchange. They said, give it to me. And it is not basic right or basic something which really belongs to you. But they say, yeah, they want to get something, and they're focused on getting something, and it doesn't work that way. Because to get something, you have to give something. Lots of people believe in getting consistently. It happens, guys. Everything happens. If that is what you believe in, then you run in troubles all the time. If it is your attitude, if you are thinking about not giving anything, okay? If that is your focus, buying cheap. Guys, if you buy cheap, you are in trouble. Because you never get quality stuff. Number one. Number two, you become a part of the society where everybody is like you. Okay? Low quality, low expectations. Greed, kind of no future, because there is no future if all you want is to buy cheap. Because people who have a lot, who make lots of money, they spend lots of money. I've seen speakers who are saying, if you really want to make money, you have to start spending. If you do not spend, you cannot make. Are you willing to pay the price? Pay the price is not tuition, and it's not transportation, and it's not rent. Paying the price is giving it part of yourself. For example, if you want a family and you have a good husband, and look at your mother-in-law. Are you paying the price? No. And you have to be nice to her. You want to say, get out of here. So you are paying the price because you want a good family. Am I right? If you want to be there, you have to pay the price. Some people do not want to pay the price. It corresponds to that getting something for nothing. Give it to me, but I'm not paying the price. When you get to that school, guys, you are paying the price. You have to do homework. You have to come here a couple of times a week. You have to sit here in the class. And you are paying the price. You go to internship, which you would rather make 15 bucks an hour at least, and it's free. It's okay, because in 2 months they hire you. And it is a permanent position. We have a girl, it was unpaid internship, and then she got 62K after 2 months of unpaid internship, permanent job. Did she pay the price? Lots of people are saying, no, I will never do unpaid internship. It's humiliating to work for free. You are not working, you are not able to work. You are learning, but they do not charge you tuition. They teach you for free. It's about success in general. It's about where people fail in their lives, whatever activities they get engaged into. But we have to talk about it, because job search is one of the areas where people fail a lot. Did you know that 40% of people think they have no weaknesses? They go to interview and they've been asked, what are your weaknesses? It's a typical interview question. 40% of people, there is a survey done by Monster.com. 40% of people sincerely believe they have no weaknesses. Guys, are they willing to pay the price? No, they're perfect. They don't have to pay anything. They have to get everything for granted, you know? They are already making you happy when they agree to work for you. Okay, do they live in a fantasy world? Absolutely, they take no action. They're not going to take any action, and so on. So we have very fundamental rules, interrelated actually.